Sportscast. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Best of Hoos with Jordan Vargas. And today we have Santiago Leon, the creator of the Sportscast. Today's date is April 19th, 2021. If you guys are listening to Apple Podcasts or any platform, please leave us a review. It would help us out tremendously. Now on the Sportscast episode, I have been gone for a little bit. We missed a week of an episode, but I am back and we are going to come back even harder. And we have some unfortunate news to break to us, to you guys, the listeners, about Scottie Pippen's son. His oldest son at the age of 33 has passed away. Well, I believe his name was Ashton Pippen. Is that what his name, Santiago?
Yes. Hey, Jordan. Great to be back in the Best of Hoops with Jordan Vargas. Yes. Antron Pippen died today on Twitter. No, not on Twitter. He died today. Scottie Pippen announced on Twitter and also on Instagram. I first saw it on Instagram. And one significant thing that I saw that Scottie Pippen said that he could have played in the NBA. I haven't heard much of Antron, but it was definitely a huge loss for him.
I actually heard about that too, that he could have easily had an NBA opportunity, but he ended up not. And if you look back, and you made an interesting point, is that Michael Jordan's sons played at the prestigious Whitney Young High School, which is not too far from me in Chicago, Illinois. It's a magnet school. It's more of a prep school. A lot of Joel Okafor has come out. Jabari Parker has come out of there. Joel Okafor has come out of there. Derrick Rose has came out of the same conference as them. So it's a big basketball school anyway. So Michael Jordan's kids ended up playing Division I basketball, but decided not to play in the NBA. And I wonder if that's because like they just don't want to get compared.
Yeah, that's
something. They've been a part of that so long that that just doesn't amuse them.
Yeah, which is something that each case has a different scenario, Jordan. Like, mm-hmm. I know that the Jordan kids, I don't think they were that good, what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And Pippen's son, I'm not sure what happened there. Either he just didn't want to at one point, or he, maybe he had different goals and things like that. But, when huge tragedy happens, this is quite different, because typically your children is the one that will bury you,
Right. Announce
now. Is a complete opposite, and mm-hmm. that's something that, I'm a Scottie Pippen fan. I think he's mm-hmm. Definitely one of the greatest that ever played, but it's a quite sad thing that I hope that neither you or I will have to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's tragic, especially to Scottie Pippen. He's kind of endured some controversy over the years, and especially to have his oldest son pass away is, extremely hard. Now, the cause of death has not been announced. They're probably going to keep that close to their chest for a while. But Scottie Pippen also has a son, Scottie Pippen Jr., who is a guard at Vanderbilt and could possibly enter the draft next year. If he gets a little bit of size on him, we could see another Pippen in the NBA. But it's extremely sad to the NBA and to the basketball community. We'll keep Scottie Pippen's family in our prayers. Anyways, from that, we will move on. I don't know if you guys, NBA fans, have watched. It was the Pelicans versus the Washington Wizards, and that was an extremely close game. The Washington Wizards kind of came back in the fourth quarter with about 2 minutes left there, down by 7. They crawled it back to overtime, and from overtime, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, I think as I was watching the game, and most people were, I kind of thought, the Pelicans are just going to outrun the Wizards. Pelicans are extremely strong in the paint. You're going to see them drive more than you're going to see them shoot. Now, the Wizards, every time they got the ball, they're mostly going to contest their shots from the outside. You weren't really going to see them go in the lane. You're going to see their guards, Hoshimura, who is the forward, he went straight to the corner. You would usually see the Pelicans guy. I forget his name. We usually see the Pelicans, they wouldn't go to the corners, but the guards all go to the corners.
Brandon Ingram.
The outside. Brandon Ingram. Yeah, you'd see them, go straight to the basket. But the Wizards they're a shooting team. And Bradley Beal actually had a terrible game. He was 3-for-13 from the field. He wasn't doing too hot. And the Pelicans just ended up, losing their momentum. Lonzo Ball had three great looks in the fourth quarter that could have put him up by 9. unfortunately, Lonzo Ball did not sink them.
4 points he only had.
Yeah. Yeah. But Lonzo Ball, it's sad because he's a great player. In my opinion, people, you know, you could, you know, make fun of Lonzo Ball, only gets 4 points. But if you really look at his stats, and if he continues the games, like he's had streaks where he's gone 25 points in five games. And he's almost, you look at his stats, he's almost at a triple-double. I mean, he has 6 rebounds, 7 assists. If he gets 4 more rebounds, 3 more assists, he's looking at averaging a triple-double. Now, these numbers aren't like 30 points per game and then 18 rebound. Yeah, nothing crazy like that, but he could be a triple-double player.
But, Jordan, do you think Lonzo's future is in New Orleans?
No. I think Steve Van Gundy, you know, I think NBA fans have, you know, I'm sure you have seen that Steve Van Gundy doesn't really like to play Lonzo the way he likes to be played. LaVar has even made a comment saying, you know, Lonzo's a fast and going player. You look at Lonzo's track record. He was a star in his high school, Chino Hills, arguably the best high school team to ever play college or high school basketball, went 35-0. He was a star on their high school team, went to UCLA, Pac-12 freshman of the year, then got drafted to his hometown team, Los Angeles Lakers. He starred in LA. He's kind of had this stardom. And for Steve Van Gundy, I think with his new type of process and new type of playing style, has kind of put Lonzo Ball under the boat a little bit. Not saying, you know, he's going to completely not see Lonzo's talents, but he's not being used, I think, in the proper way. I think he needs to be given more of a bigger role. And once you see that, you know, you might see numbers kind of be wonky for a little bit, but you fit Lonzo in that type of role. Like I'll say New York has been thrown up a bunch of times. He could really shine and we could see the player that we saw possibly in college. I wouldn't say high school because high school was just something that, you know, nobody's ever really seen before, but you know, we could see that in New York. And Santiago, I want you to comment on how you think Lonzo Ball is being played with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Like you were saying, you know, Ball is not being utilized at his full capacity. I don't know if something that Steve Van Gundy's seeing on the off court in the practice drills or in the practice sessions. Is Ball supposed to be a Steve Curry type of player? Maybe. Is he a game changer? Is he the guy that is, you know, going to get the last shot? Perhaps. But you know, just like what Jordan was saying, I think, you know, Ball was hoping to get traded. I'm not sure if it was Ball, but a lot of his supporters were hoping he would get traded to a different team. Yeah. I like the Ball and Zion potential, but if Van Gundy's going to be the coach for the couple of years, I think Ball should, hate to say leave, because I don't like people leaving, you know, one to three, three different teams in like 5 years. But if that has to be the case, you know,
let's put Lonzo back under the city lights here. He went from Los Angeles to New Orleans Pelicans. Let's put him back in New York. Imagine Lonzo with Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson, Thibodeau as his coach. You know, Thibodeau knows how to play those flashy players.
You like those trio, didn't you? Like, yeah, because you said a few weeks back that you're hoping that he would get traded to New York. So you think that would be a great format for him?
Yeah, because look at Steve Van Gundy, I believe he coached with the Detroit Pistons. And I don't really remember any point guards that were on Detroit's team the time that he was there. But let's look back at Thibodeau's record. I'm going to say Thibodeau kind of raised Derrick Rose a little bit. He mentored him, and he played Derrick Rose extremely well. He played him to where Derrick wanted to be played. If Derrick needed to have the ball in his hands 40, 50% of the time in order for them to get a win and go to the Eastern Conference Finals and for Derrick Rose to be MVP and to keep him third in the Eastern Conference, then that was needed. But it seems like Steve Van Gundy likes to spread it out a little bit and doesn't want to dump, you know, responsibility, you know, a bunch of responsibility on one player. So you go put Lonzo back in New York with Derrick Rose as, you know, Lonzo's a guard / point guard. You put Derrick Rose to mentor Lonzo a little bit with Thibodeau with that type of experience of that young explosiveness, because Lonzo hasn't lost his explosiveness yet. I'm sure Santiago, you can agree with that.
Oh yeah, he's still
strong, healthy.
Now, you say that Ball will be more like a Rose type of player, or like
if he went to if he went to New York, I wouldn't call him a Derrick Rose because I, you know, I'm not gonna go ahead and say that. I can't diss Derrick Rose like that. But I will say, if Lonzo Ball went to New York, he would quiet a lot of the critics, just because of pure playing style. And I couldn't agree more with his dad. You know, you have a Toyota motor and you stick it in a Ferrari, it's not going to run well. You know, Lonzo Ball has always been kind of keen as that player, as the Ferrari, as the top of his, you know, kind, you know, an elite point guard. And we've kind of seen that dip down. So we throw him back in New York with Tom Thibodeau, that Ferrari's going to get a brand new engine and it's going to roll.
And plus, if you had a, you know, start at a good team as well, you know, for the Knicks, also right. Go into the East, because the West is stacked, you know, right now.
Oh, yeah. West is going to be hard to go back into.
Yeah, 4 or 6 teams deep. But if you go to East, you got more opportunity,
right,
and possibilities to win a chip, or at least win the Eastern Conference championship, which the Knicks haven't done since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think Ball in New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans, don't get me wrong, Jordan. I mean, they do have some time to, you know, make it up there in the playoffs, but it's, I don't think it'd be a good place for Ball. But hey, New York would be good.
New York would be good. And, you know, another thing to think about is Lonzo still has one more brother that is not in the NBA currently, and that's LiAngelo Ball. So you have to think, is Lonzo Ball going to think, you know, Lonzo Ball is, I guarantee you, he's thinking out for his younger brother. You know, in his eyes, he thinks, you know, most, you know, in some people's eyes, some people are, you know, very critical of LiAngelo, but he's saying, I've worked with my brother. We cut from the same cloth. He can make it to the NBA. He can make maybe the same impact or more than me.
You think he's better than Zoe?
LiAngelo? No, I think Lonzo is, you know, a little bit more athletic and a little bit more quicker, but, you know, people will go at me for this. You know, I've had a bunch of lunchroom arguments about this one, but LiAngelo Ball is easily a great player. He got a 6'9 wingspan. He's 6'5. He has a dagger, 6'5, 6'6. He has a dagger of a shot. And he's strong and he's a little bit more speed. The Detroit Pistons didn't really work him well. So, you know, again, with going back to the Lonzo, you have to think that Lonzo Ball is going to be also looking out for LiAngelo to see what team could acquire him. Kind of like a Dragic play in the Miami Heat. And of course, who do you see follow up his brother, who, you know, maybe wasn't that as talented. He was, of course, not as talented as Dragic, but, you know, he got signed to the Miami Heat off of, you know, Miami Heat wanting to keep Dragic happy. So if Lonzo Ball can go somewhere and his, you know, younger brother LiAngelo could follow, go in their G League and then hop in the NBA, that's going to be great. But Santiago, mark my words, all three Ball brothers will be in the summer league, or LiAngelo will be in the NBA. LiAngelo Ball is going to be in the summer league, and all three Ball brothers are going to be in the NBA.
And what are the chances for like any two of the three playing in the same team?
Definitely one of them will be LiAngelo with LaMelo Ball with the Hornets. You know, the Hornets could sign LiAngelo Ball late. The Swarm, which is their G League team, could sign LiAngelo Ball later into the season, which is, you know, coming up soon. Or, you know, if Lonzo Ball got traded and goes down to New York. And there was rumors that LiAngelo Ball, well, there's no rumors, but it was on video that LiAngelo Ball was saying that he was going to go down to New Orleans Pelicans and work on his ankle because he hurt his ankle and kind of rehab there and see if that they could pick him up there. So it kind of seems like wherever they would go. So basically I would say Lonzo Ball and LiAngelo Ball are going to be on the same team, and give it a couple years. They all might end up being on the same team, all three of them.
And the last time that has ever happened where brothers play together were the Mobley brothers, Isaiah Mobley and Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm. And the
the
Giannis brothers,
Gasol brothers.
Yeah. Yep. And the Holiday brothers.
And the Lopez brothers.
And the Lopez brothers.
Dude, I'm so sorry. So this is pretty common in the NBA. Apparently.
It's very common, I think all three Ball brothers, especially with all the noise that their father made and all the hype that's been around them, even if you're not into basketball, Santiago, I'm sure you go in the streets of Miami, you ask who, you know, a Ball brother, show them a picture. I'm sure they've heard of them. They're celebrity name. They're much more celebrities than the Lopez or the Holiday brothers. So I think for them, all three of them to get in the NBA, let alone two of them on the same team, would probably be the biggest NBA news for a while.
I would say from like the list that I just read, the Gasol brothers are the best because they both won chips.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And the Gasol brothers, extremely quiet, humble.
Yeah. Spaniards, but they're great in the paint. Paul.
And they're a good shooter. I mean, Gasol, when he was with Chicago, he knocked down a few. You know, he was with Kobe in L.A. You know, he had a nice touch to him. So did Mark when he was in Memphis.
Yeah, Paul Gasol was number two. You know, he was like the sidekick to Kobe. Marc Gasol, I don't know if he was a sidekick to Kawhi. I don't think as much. It was kind of like a different format, but
yeah, I think Tony Parker was Manu Ginobili's sidekick, or if that Tim Duncan was, because I believe Marc Gasol, he played on the Spurs, right? Is that when he won his chip?
No, he won it with Toronto.
Oh, Toronto. That is right.
Before Toronto, he was with the Grizz, but mm-hmm. It was just him and
Mike Conley,
and that's it. And then there's one other player, I forget his name, but yeah, it's didn't do much. In Toronto, there was more more action. You had Kawhi Leonard and the rest is history. And they beat the Warriors, surprisingly. And the last NBA finals before COVID. So
At a regular capacity. Now, any sportscast fans listening, I want to get you guys' input on who do you think is the best set of brothers that have played in the NBA, the Ball brothers, LaMelo and Lonzo, the Lopez brothers. I don't know how to say Giannis's last name.
Oh, man. I always say Geek Greek or just Giannis. I don't think the Oompo brothers.
Antetokounmpo.
That's probably like the best I've heard.
Antetokounmpo brothers. The Gasol brothers or the Holiday brothers. You guys, sportscast fans, pick your favorite.
Pick your poison.
Duo, I guess I could say. But anyway, Santiago, you had some more news for us. You wanted to talk about a few things.
Yes.
Over to you.
Yeah, a couple of basketball stories. I mean, this is not coincidence, I guess, but Gonzaga land number one high school recruit Chet Holmgren. He is from Minnesota, and Gonzaga were the favorites for March Madness, but came in second place. Holmgren was number one ranked senior in the class of 2021 rankings, committed to Gonzaga today. He was on SportsCenter, actually. So he said the process was hard. I had a lot to learn on the go. I had to lean on others and get their advice. My dad went through it and Coach Larry Suggs with Jalen. I kept getting consistent advice that I will get a feeling when I know not to overanalyze everything because everything sounds good. Nobody sells their weakness. He said it was Gonzaga's consistent approach, how versatile they are on the court and their offensive style. They take their talent and tweak their system. On their personnel, they know it all together. So yeah, he's a five-star recruit. He's 7 feet tall, Jordan. That's pretty tall. And I saw a picture of him. That guy, like, you know, he's gonna be something else. Great ball handling and perimeter shooting skills. You know, it's hard to say no to Gonzaga. Are they the best college team in modern history? Well, I don't know if Gonzaga will take that Duke. Place. I don't think so.
Are we forgetting about the Fab Five over at Michigan?
Well, that too.
They have Gonzaga has competition. I think for our day of age, correct?
Yeah. Have you heard anything about this guy, Chet Holmgren?
Yeah, he's a huge high school recruit. He played on Team Sizzle, which is for the Under Armour circuit. It's a travel AAU for those who do not know. He was teammates with Jalen. He backed him up as a freshman. And, you see a lot of guys come out 7 feet tall. Some of them are uncoordinated. Chet is nasty with the basketball. Later on today, I think on the Twitter, I'll post a highlight link of him. But so you guys can go see if you guys, don't know who he is. But you guys better get used to the name because The dude is a beast. He's skinny as all get out. You know, he could put on some weight, but I give it to him. It's hard to put on weight when you're 7'1".
Yeah, you know? It is.
He has to have the skill that he does.
Hit up the gym a bit, you know.
To have the skill that he does, though, is unnatural. And, you know, I say it's untaught, which is the truth.
You got to be physical on both ends, you know.
And you got to be physical, beast.
Under and hold back the paint, but
and Chet has a little swagger to him that I like. He's a little cocky, but you know that's that's what happens, I guess, when you're 7'1" and you're number one recruit in the class of 2021.
God bless them with good height. And also other Gonzaga news, Jordan, Jalen Suggs, who was the star of Gonzaga this past March Madness, is entering the NBA draft. He made the announcement again on ESPN. On the jump, not on Sports Center, from his Minneapolis home. Again, Minnesota news. Suggs, who also played football in college, 6'4" point guard, and you know, did not win the chip in Indianapolis, but I think going to, but he definitely has some draft value going into the NBA draft. Jordan, do you think he's gonna be picked up high? You think?
Oh, yeah, I think he will. He showed his leadership skills in high school. He showed his leadership skills in college. We showed how he can, you know, react. And I think what a lot of these scouts look at is you're a great high school player. Okay, well, does that transfer into college? Now, if you can dominate in college, then, you know, you're showing some consistency. So an NBA team is going to take a chance on him and go, if he can dominate for us the same the way he has dominated in high school and college, then we have a future, you know, Hall of Fame in our hands. And Santiago, you know, think about this. The NCAA instated right after Kobe, or I think Dwight Howard was the last player to get drafted without playing a single college game. After that, the NCAA said you have to play 1 year. You have to be eligible to play 1 year and more to make it to the NBA. Now, imagine the NCAA revoked that and forget the G League, forget overseas options. The NBA opened it up to if you're a top recruit in the high school of a class, then we're going to come your way. Imagine that. Jalen would not be going to Gonzaga University. Neither will Chet. Chet Holmgren would have been gone straight to the league. So, you know, yeah. I think it's at this time, it's all just one and done's.
Yeah, so no, it's going to be a one and done. It's actually a debate that's been going on for years, you know, and
Along with college athletes getting paid. Yeah.
Oh, that too, because I believe in Florida and California, I think there's some rule there that players could see some money action.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but I think that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
In the future. So I don't know. It's, you know, college sports, Jordan, I call it like a second division. I think it's just as good, not as good, I mean, as pro, but like the level is pretty high up there. You know, hey, college is seen worldwide, you know, it's just, you see a lot of potential athletes that might enter the pro league and obviously get drafted, but I think it's going to be an interesting conversation now with NCAA video games are coming out and where does the money go? But that's a whole different Buffalo Wild Wings meal to have with.
That is a different meal. And I think again, you see a lot of these players, they're going to one and done. If the NBA opened it back up, you'd see a lot of one and dones. You know, there's been, of course, a conversation. What if LeBron played high school basketball? I mean, college basketball. Would have he been LeBron James in to present LeBron? What if Kobe took that offer with Duke and he spent one year at Duke while LeBron took it at Ohio State? Would we see the same Kobe and LeBron as we remember? It's a good question. So,
hey, we'll never know. I wish we had some type of like app that we can see how it is.
Just tune into the sportscast and you'll hear all of the sportscast. You hear the conspiracy theories.
We do. We sometimes get some good, you know, good question marks out there. So
I have one good Michael Jordan conspiracy theory.
Let me guess. He got kicked out of the league. Well, I mean, like was forced to retire because he did gambling.
That was a good one, but here's my second one.
What was it?
Think about this. When Michael Jordan turned to 45, what's 2 plus 2? 2 plus 2 is 4.
4.
Two plus 3 is 5. 45.
Oh, dude, you're right. He never
heard 45 comes out of nowhere.
Explanation on that. You're right.
No explanation. Just 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 4. 2 plus 3 is 5. 45.
I thought he got that number because it was like one available for the Bulls, which it was, but there was more.
But think about that. But think about that, Santiago, and sportscast listeners. You know, that's, I mean, I don't want to sound like I belong in the nut house right now, but you know, that's
no, you're not. You're a smart guy.
I don't want to sound Cujo, but you know,
what's Cujo?
Cujo's like a wild dog from a movie.
Interesting.
It's called a high school saying,
or is that something up in the
Midwest?
It's
a Stephen King movie called Cujo. It's about this like gnarly, crazy dog.
Gnarly dude.
So I have a dog named Gonzo, and we call him Cujo, just because you know. But
my uncle's nothing like Cujo. Gonzalo or Gonzo.
Your dog's named Gonzo too?
No, my uncle is.
Oh.
So.
Well, it's a commonality there, but. Anyway, Santiago, is there anything else you would like to touch on?
Well, yes and no. Well, no, yes. Who do you have tonight between Utah at the Lakers?
Oh, I'm going to say Utah. I think the Lakers are being kind of, I don't want to call them pansies.
How they
I don't want to call them wimps, but I'm going to call them wimps here. LeBron is getting paid $80 million or $180 million to play basketball. Anthony Davis, well over a huge contract. Okay.
Excessive
contract. And he's out for, you know, an injury. I'm sure the injury is tough, but come on. This is the NBA. And there's guys in Europe who are going to kill for a spot that Anthony Davis is right now.
How is Andre Drummond doing so far?
I really haven't paid attention to him, to be honest, Santiago.
He's probably not making noise.
I really haven't heard much about him. To be
it
honest.
Felt like he was going to be like the main guy, like the A guy to, you know, win games. I'm like, really?
I mean, I really haven't heard much about him. But then again, I don't really pay attention to the Lakers as much, probably as much as I should be. But I'm sure I'm sure if you ask someone like Ryan Krista, I'm sure he could give you an Andre Drummond lowdown.
Well, they play late at night, so I wouldn't watch. I mean, I usually don't stay up that late, and you shouldn't either because you're still in high school.
Yeah, I'm still what? Not for
4 weeks, right?
For three more weeks, and then I'm out of high school, and it's just gonna be I'm senioritis. I've bad senioritis, Santiago.
Oh man, you know something? I never had it. But I know some people that did have it, but see, for me, I'm a love school because I'm a people person. So like school is the best place to see other people. But enjoy these last 3 weeks, man. You probably did prom already by now. And
I have prom this week.
Oh,
this Friday I have prom.
Nice. What's going to happen this week?
This week, we're going to go to where our prom's going to be at a country club and, you know, have a bunch of our friends and, just kind of kick it off.
Enjoy the moment, man.
Enjoy these days.
You can't have, you know, once high school's done, you can't have another prom unless you have a girlfriend from high school and you're in. Nah, that just wouldn't work out. But anyways, I've seen that happening. You know, it's funny because when I was a senior in high school, I met these two freshmen and they had girlfriends in high school. It was kind of weird then, but I guess it's a year difference, but anyways, that's another Buffalo Wild Wings conversation.
That is a conversation to share over some Nashville sauce hot wings.
There you go. Sounds good.
Anyways, Santiago, anything big coming up for the sportscast that you would like to announce on here? Any new updates that you would like to talk about? Any articles that the sportscast fans could see coming their way?
Well, check out the NFL mock drafts that Ty Turner came out last night. He did round 3, which is pretty deep in the draft. Most people just do round 1 of the NFL mock draft, which is on the 28th next week. And Byron Jones also been coming out with mock drafts every week Oh my gosh, 7 so far. He's probably coming out with Nate. And next week we're having a NFL mock draft big show where we invite some sportscast contributors and a special guest. We'll be announcing that soon. So next week is the draft. The mock draft show is on Wednesday night. And then next Thursday, I'll be with Victor Rocha live at a restaurant. And we'll be watching, having a show during the NFL draft and see
is
what
that happens. Where he was last time? Because I saw he was in like a...
He was in two different restaurants these past 2 weeks. I believe we're going to the Italian one, which was the first one he went to about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think it's our restaurant to go to for the NFL draft. Really looking forward to it. And it is the most predictable. You can say so. Like there's some teams that we don't know for sure, but I think we're like 80-90% sure. But yeah, looking forward to that. So we got a couple of things before the NBA playoffs begin. First is the, you know, NFL draft, and is as exciting. And then, like this week, we're following what's happening happening over there in Europe, because they're formulating a league with like the best teams in Europe all in one. Is it's kind of like some fans hate it, some fans love it, but that's a whole different lingo, Mr. Jordan Vargas.
It is. Anyways, that's gonna wrap up the best of hoops with Jordan Vargas and Santiago. Is it Leon or is it? It's Leon, correct?
Santiago. Leon, you could go the extra yard and call me Leon, but I don't expect
Leon. Santiago Leon. That's a name. That's a nice name, Santiago.
It could be good.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Best of Hoops on the Sportscast. Make sure you guys go follow our Instagram at the Sportscast1. Same with Twitter, and go to our website, the Sportscast1, and check us out. Thank you guys for listening. This is Santiago. This is Jordan Vargas. Everybody have a great rest of your day, and I am out.